a.m. VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday welcomed a ceasefire deal between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Biden spoke following a speech by Benjamin Netanyahu earlier on Tuesday. The Israeli prime minister agreed to a ceasefire after over a year of cross-border clashes initiated by Hezbollah over the war in Gaza, where Israel is battling Hamas, another Iran-backed group.
With the United States' full understanding, we maintain full freedom of military action. If Hezbollah violates the agreement and tries to arm itself, we will attack. If it tries to rebuild terrorist infrastructure near the border, we will attack.
Netanyahu said Israel needs to refocus attention on its operations in Gaza following Hamas' deadly terror attack on Israel last October and the threat posed by Iran. But there is no indication the truce in Lebanon will lead to a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Wida-Kuswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a required transition agreement with the Biden White House has been signed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
The congressionally mandated agreement allows transition aides to work with federal agencies and access non-public information. But Trump declined to sign a separate agreement with the General Services Administration that would have given his team access to secure government offices and email accounts, in part because it would require that the president-elect limit contributions to $5,000 and reveal who is donating to his transition effort. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities have reopened roads linking Pakistan's capital with the rest of the country, ending a four-day lockdown after using tear gas and firing into the air to disperse supporters of imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who demanded his release from prison. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.